Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Young love. Relationship's going well. You go, you know, it would be the next best thing for us to do. Let's move in together. And that's common. That's what a lot of folks do. What do you do, though, when the person that wants you to move in with them lives in a haunted house? That kind of, it's like, I love you, but I guess it's where you kind of got to draw those lines of what you will and won't do for the lover. In our next story, a couple is in love. They decide it's time to move in together. And they go to the haunted house. The house has got a lot of stuff going on in it, but he doesn't even tell her about it being haunted. She already just, she kind of knows, doesn't feel comfortable, but is willing to go there. Once they're both together, he comes clean on all the experiences he's had, and she lets it loose on everything that she feels about the place, too. And it leaves him wondering who is haunting the house and why. Take a listen. I was unnerved to move in with my fiancé when he first brought up the idea, but not for typical reasoning. Before my fiancé and I were engaged, I lived in my own apartment in Oakland, and he lived in his grandmother's old house, 20 minutes outside of Pittsburgh. I'd been there before, spent the night there before, but I really didn't care for the place. Granted, it was a very nice house, big, comfortable, well-preserved through the years, very richly decorated. I still disliked it very much. And my distaste only grew stronger, not to sound cliche, when nighttime came and all the lights went out. I've never seen anything, but I get very bad feelings and I hear very strange things. One night when I stayed over, I heard someone walking around upstairs when my sweetheart and I were both downstairs cuddling. There were times when I would walk through strange cold spots in the hallways or on the stairs. I felt like someone was watching me hatefully. I'd get shivers and goosebumps for absolutely no apparent reason. And at night, the only time I felt safe was with my fiancé. There was also something I noticed that scared me very much. In the upstairs bathroom, there was an odd kind of graining design on the back of the bathroom door, which was obviously made of natural wood. It could be a coincidence, but the design, it looks like a pair of very menacing eyes, almost like a not fully developed face that's just very angry. It looks evil and frightening. One day, I finally confronted my fiancé about the house. I explained that it frightened me and told him about the grating on the door and odd things that I'd been noticing. And he finally told me that he also believed the house was haunted. Apparently, he had experience in the same bathroom where the evil face is on the door. When he was a child, he told me that once he was brushing his teeth and looking in the mirror, and he leaned down to spit, and when he looked back into the mirror, his image was still brushing his teeth when he had stopped. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? He's also claimed to see strange images in mirrors throughout the house. He's very afraid of them and refuses to look at them after a certain time of day passes. He also believed that the spirit of his grandfather was residing in the house still. His grandfather passed away years ago, and even after his death, he carried on with old habits. Mike said his grandfather's favorite dog would run off on the porch, and down to a spot where he used to sit and pet the dog and would stay down there for quite some time before returning. Michael also told me that the lights would turn on and off on their own accord in the garage, where his grandfather used to work. He believed his grandfather's spirit was a kind one, but we both believe there's a bad one there as well. One that we can't understand what it is or what it wants. So imagine my surprise when he told me that he took a night shift job a week after I finally decided I'd move in. And did move in. I know maybe I'm just a big scaredy cat. Maybe they're all just really, really well put together coincidences. But lately, even worse things have been happening. Among the cold spots and strange noises, our kitchen has been acting crazy. One night, the light to the ceiling fan just exploded. Literally shattered glass everywhere. Mike was in the kitchen when it happened. Nothing hurt him, thank God, so he turned off the light and figured it was just old and needed to be replaced. A few days later, our remote control to the kitchen television set went missing. We searched the house high and low and found absolutely nothing. A few days after that, someone had made coffee early in the morning, left the pot on, and didn't put the coffee filter in it. We both didn't believe the other could have done it because we were asleep in each other's arms and woke up at the same time. Mike suggested that perhaps I was sleepwalking. I was notorious for it when I was young and causing strange things to happen or doing things without realizing it. Truth be told, though, whenever I'd sleepwalk before, I would just walk around and talk to people in my sleep. I'd never done anything like that before, but we still haven't ruled it out as a possibility. Then a few days after that, Michael and I had a very bad fight outside and I was crying and he was trying to cheer me up. I sat in the computer room, literally a footstep from the kitchen, and he was trying to reason with me when the light, the one that had formerly exploded and was turned off, made a very loud noise. Almost as though it were exploding again and shot sparks everywhere. I kid you not, it seemed like a firework had just gone off in our kitchen. The odd thing was that the electricity was turned off. We checked, and when Mike finally pulled it down to check the wires, they weren't fried or singed or bare or anything. There wasn't a thing wrong with the wiring in the light. There have been many more incidences, all of which to seem revolve around our kitchen. A part of me likes to believe that perhaps my fiancé's grandfather was angry with the way he was treating me and displayed it through the light. Another part of me believes it could have just been a very strange coincidence. The fact that most everything revolves around the kitchen baffles me since we spend a very small amount of time in that room. I think that there are two spirits in this house, though, one good, one evil, and I believe that his grandfather may be protesting and trying to help us. What I can't understand is where something bad would come from. If the house always belonged to his family, then there were no former owners, and the only person in his family to have passed away there was his grandfather. Could that spirit be both good and bad? Is it all a coincidence? Why do I only notice it at night? I'm not sure, but my strange feelings have yet to subside. I hope for my own sake, there is nothing evil in that house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.